Hello.
Good day, sir. My name is Artarius. I'm returning your call on behalf of customer support. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Pardon?
Can we begin with your zip code?
Yes. On this camera that I purchased, there's no number as for today. No contact. I think this was a good one that somebody sent back and I got. It does not work.
So you need a reshipment of something?
Pardon?
You need a reshipment of that product, or did you not order it?
I ordered it. It don't work. There's no target on it in it, nor is there a QR number on the camera so I can put it in my phone so it'll come on. There's not a sticker on it.
And what's your zip code?
13501.
And what's your name, sir?
Carmen, Carmen Barusso, Borruso, USO.
Can you say it one more time for me, please?
Carmen, Carmen Barusso, Borruso.
Thank you. Let's see what's going on, Mr. Baruso. All right, I rang your zip and that Carmen. It didn't get any activity pulled up. It's not recognizing it.
Yes, and there's no QR number on it. It's asking me for the QR number of the camera.
You sure you've
And first,
contacted the right place?
pardon?
You sure you've contacted the right place?
Well, this is where it was sent from. Used mail, I ordered it on from some place on the internet, and this is you sent it to me.
Can I try your email address?
My email address,
Yes, sir.
MNUCH53@gmail.com.
Thank you. All right, that's MNUCH53@gmail.com.
M as in Mary.
N as
N
in
as in
Nancy.
Nancy. UCH53.
Right, that's what I got.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, it's not retrieving any information on you, though.
I got the paperwork right in front of me.
Yeah, I believe you. I believe you. Can we try the email? Is it in someone's name that has access to the account also, like a daughter or a son?
No, it's my name.
All right. Have you tried contacting your bank or your credit card company, seeing if they can give you the number to who could have billed you?
North Huntington, PA, this is your address. And this is Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, number 102, North Huntington, PA, and it has your number. Import direct gadgets.
Yes, sir. That may not that I wish I can get you pulled up, but if you don't have like an order number or anything like that.
Order number
Yes, sir.
6808 46004.
That's 6808. No, I'm sorry. That's 6808 46004.
6808 46004.
Yes, sir. And nothing came up on that, unfortunately.
Well, it's coming from you. This thing I spent money on, and it's a piece of crap.
And I wish I can get your account pulled
There's
up and I
no
can get it reshipped.
tag number on the light. No, it's a light camera. It's a security camera. It come from you, and you got no record of it. I got your paperwork right in front of me.
Right. But it may be through another company, because I normally all it takes is that zip. I get your zip code. I find your account. But it's
my zip code?
Yes, I already ran it. I'll run it again if you like, though.
Pardon?
I said I ran your zip code once. It didn't get the account pulled up.
Well, I got your paperwork here. I still have the package that was sent from UPS.
From you, yes, sir.
I
that's
got everything right in front of me. The letter has your address, your phone number on it, and you don't have me on record.
Right. We deliver through USPS, not UPS.
USPS.
Yes, sir. We deliver through USPS.
Yes, that's where it came from. It's got your address, your phone number, and you sent it to me, and you've got no record of me, but took my money.
That's what it seems like, sir, but maybe this is not with our company. You could have dialed the wrong number.
I gave you the other number.
I said you could have dialed the wrong number.
So what about, I'm out of money now.
I'm not
I bought a
that.
Piece of garbage, and this is what you do.
It's not what I prefer to do. You can call your bank and see if
you can
call the right person.
I'm not saying you personally. But you answer the phone, you call me back. All the information is where you're located, and you got no record of me. I give you the order number. It's not popping up.
Right.
Now I got robbed.
I won't say you got robbed. Call your bank or your credit card
I
company.
I got robbed.
You didn't get robbed. You didn't get robbed, sir. Call your bank or your credit card company.
Send me another one.
I have to get your account pulled up to resend it. And you don't have an account with us.
Listen, I already paid for something that does not work. I have it in front of me. It has your address. Now you have no record of me. You took my money. Now I got nothing. I'm going to report this to my bank, and I'm going
to
tell them
what you'd like
robbed
for me to do. Whatever you'd like for me to do, I'll try to do it for
you. I'm going to report you to my bank that you robbed money from me. And that's just what you are doing.
But we don't even have an account on you, so how can we take your money?
An account. You sent it to me. You even have my email address on here.
I did, sir. I'm sorry you feel that way, but you may have to call your financial institution.
You even have the order number, the date, my email account, and the date.
Yes, sir, because you could have entered that information when you ordered. That's why you see that.
Wow, you said it. It come out of your place.
What would you like for me to do for you today, sir?
Send me another one.
I don't have your account.
What was that?
I don't have your account. Only way I can do that if you had an account with us, but you don't.
I bought something through you. I don't need to open what account. You didn't have a problem taking my credit card number and my name and mailing me a piece of garbage.
How
I
you
didn't
feel that way?
Open an account. I use my charge card. You understand what I'm saying?
Totally. Yes, sir, I get what you're saying. I just know that it's not through us.
It's not through you.
No, sir, it's not, unfortunately.
Well, what's your name on the paperwork for?
That's a merchant's name. The name of our factory direct store. We're online store.
Yeah, I bought it online. Right. So what's the difference if it's your talking to you on the phone or it's online?
If it was with us, then I'd get you pulled up, but it's not. I'm sorry, sir, but it's not with us.
I did not open an account. I paid with my bank card.
And you put your credit card information in right with your name. That's how you created the account, sir.
And you took my money out of my account.
You have to
and
call
your
bank.
And you're going to tell me there's no account.
You have to call your bank, sir.
You have to call me back.
You have to call your bank.
I'm going to call my bank, and I'm going to report you for theft. That's what I'm going to do Monday. I'm reporting a theft.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Well, don't be sorry. You don't tell me because it's an online account. This is your office. It come out of your office. It's the same company.
I want to get
your
account pulled up.
You just
got
money from me, and now you won't make good of it. I just got it in the mail yesterday, and the thing don't even work. It don't even have a QR tag on the thing. It's unmarked. It doesn't even have the card in it. It has nothing. Because I don't know the QR number of the camera.
I get what you're saying. But it's not through us, sir.
What's that?
The charges aren't through us. I'd love to help you, but if I don't have your account, I can't assist you.
That's it. Why's it got your name on it and your phone number done?
That's a merchant's name. That's not the name of our company. That's like a vendor's name. We're factory direct.
So what's the number on the package that far?
That's their company. That's what their company did. It's not through us.
Well, something they did.
Right. Whoever you ordered that from.
Why are they putting your name on reporting you to my bank for theft? Okay, that's what I'm doing first thing Monday morning. And usually, I'm going to tell you that